Well, I think anytime you play the Patriots, you always assume they might have something new for you. And the last time we played them, they showed a lot of different looks, some different schemes on defense, things they have not shown before. When we played them in the Super Bowl 4 years ago, they had some new things for that game. And so it seems like they tend to have a kind of a theme of the game, and it changes from week to week. And you go back and watch the last couple of games. Each game is a little different, scheme that they're going to play. So they're always going to be well prepared. They're always going to have some things that that they think they're going to slow us down. So you have to be prepared for that.
Eli, in a game that you're getting hit as much as you were in San Francisco the other day, how hard is it to just stand in there and take it and not flinch or get rattled?
That's the job of a quarterback. When it's a game where, first off, if you're going to throw it, 58 times, you're going to take some more hits. That's just part of the deal. And, it wasn't like we were throwing it every play. We just had, had a lot of plays and over 90 plays in the game. So, our guys protected well and did some good things. And, some of the things were just, they had some coverage sacks and different things going on. So quarterback, you got to stand in there and I didn't feel like I was taking many big hits. You got to do your job and keep your eyes down the field and make sure, you're playing smart football and don't let whether you're getting hit or getting pressure affect your decision making and your throws.
So is there a tendency at all to hear footsteps or look over your shoulder? You got to fight that off?
Yeah, you always got to try to eliminate that and not let the play before dictate, what happens on the, that next play. And, that's whether you're getting hit, you got to do that no matter what, it could be any type of circumstances. Each play, you got to forget about the last one and move forward.
Is there something you can work on, Eli, or get better at? I mean, that toughness, kind of the outside world, it feels like there's a skill you can get better at?
I don't know if it's a skill, really. It's just a mindset. Yeah, I think you can work on it. I think it's something you got to think about, something you got to tell yourself. Last play, they got to get pressure this time. I'm be well protected. I'm going to be smart, go through my reads. And, if you feel something, if you sense something, then you got to be smart and move up or get the ball out quickly. But, if you're not feeling, just don't try to imagine there's someone behind you.
Eli, when you look back to the way this started at the beginning of the year, had a bunch of practices at Hoboken High School during the lockout. I know there's no kind of straight line, but do you think that helped? I mean, was that a productive thing? It was like six or seven guys for an hour or so a day?
I think it's productive. I mean, I'm not going to say that was the reason we've reached the Super Bowl, but I think we definitely got some work done. One of the guys who was probably at every one of those throwings was Victor Cruz, a guy we put him. Did a lot of slot work and making decisions and reads and just talking through things. So, and obviously he's a guy who's had a great season. So I like to think that, that work paid off and we got better and we got to talk over some things and decisions. And I'd like to think that the work that we did during that time, helped guys have a better understanding of our offense. Can I say yes and end that question?
What would it mean to have a victory to the big picture of kind of what you proved in your career with it?
I don't think I get asked much about a legacy. I don't think that's kind of anything I worry about. My job is to try to play at a high level, try to play football for the Giants, and I think the important thing when you play in big games like a Super Bowl is don't let the fact that it is a big game make you think about other things. You got to kind of keep it simple in a sense that, hey, this is a great opportunity for this team, for this organization to win a championship. That's the importance. That's what you play for. Is you had a goal at the beginning of the year to try to to set out to be to win the Super Bowl and be champions, and that's what we're working on. And we go out, we got one game, and you really think about going out there and just playing your best game of the year. That's the mindset. That's the focus you want to have. When you start thinking about, you know, other things or what this might mean, that's when, you know, you're really distracted on what your job has to be.
Eli, when's the last time you put on your Super Bowl ring?
I don't know, 3 years ago plus. It's been a while. I probably haven't put it on since the start of the 08 season.
Eli, you talked about the winning, you know, the job that you have ahead and just focusing on that. But during the, you know, couple of days that you had downtime here, did you think about the story itself, playing the Patriots again, going up against Tom Brady, going, you know, to Indianapolis, and just kind of the story itself and what it's like?
No, I think you try to just understand that, you know, you think about their defense. You start thinking about the the last time you played them, what, you know, some of the new things they did, what was their scheme, what was their thought, the type of game that it turned out to be. So I think trying to work hard on keeping focused to now it's been a lot easier now that we have the game plan, we have, you know, we got more film, we have kind of our rules, you know, things we think we can attack them with. I think you just stay focused to that, think about, you know, the football part, and you don't think about the celebration, or you don't think about the ticker tape parade. You think about playing that football game, those plays, things that might happen, decisions you got to make, and I think that's important that everybody kind of keeps that focus.
Eli, when you played them in November, you were missing three or four big weapons. Does that help you at all to know that these guys are probably coming back this week, and what you can do with them?
Well, I think it's always nice to have all your weapons anytime you play a game, and last time, we were missing Akeem and Ahmad and Boss, I think. So, you know, obviously had a few guys out, but, I think any time our game plan was probably pretty similar. And so I don't think, the game plan that day would have been, didn't change, based on the players that we had going in. So, I don't think, obviously, you feel good about, every game you go into, I don't think, it'll make a difference from our mindset because of the new players. Well, I hope the preparation is pretty similar. I think our plan last time was very good, as in our scheduling, or how we practice, our meeting time. From my self schedule to what I did once before we went to Indianapolis, and once we got to once we got to the Super Bowl site, of just on my schedule on when I could watch film, when I had to do, media, when practicing, what I did at night to get my rest. I thought, I remember pretty well kind of how I had my try to stay on the same schedule that I normally would for a home game. So things that I did on a Thursday night, I'd do the same on the Thursday night at the site. So obviously it's always a little different because there's traveling, there's other obligations you have to do in a Super Bowl week, but you try as much as possible to keep things as consistent as you can.
Eli, from your last experience, what did you learn from the last Super Bowl that you did and that you can apply at this time?
I think I don't know if there was anything I learned that I'd do differently. I thought I had a pretty good plan last time. A lot of it about my scheduling and staying on the same same routine as I've been on the last 20 weeks of the year. Football players get in a routine, and I've treated every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday pretty much the same for these last weeks, and I want to try to keep that going this week and into next week. And so I thought I had a good plan last time. I'll try to keep that same thought process.
Given how much they switched from a 3-4 to a 4-3, what's the number one thing you look for when you come out of the
huddle? Well, they do change up their alignment, but we should be prepared for both of them. It's not gonna, we've played a lot of 3-4 teams, we played a lot of 4-3 teams, so. They can do both of them in a game, but it seems like they try to kind of have a theme of what they're going to base out of that week. And, it can change. Baltimore, they're more 3-4, it seemed like. And games prior, last time we played them, they're more, 4-3. So we'll be prepared for both of them, or whatever they want to show. We'll have a good plan.
Knowing you went to Foxborough, still come into play on offense. How can that help you as you prepare for this game, knowing that you're going to have your four players back on offense?
You know, I think it's still the same mindset. It doesn't, you know, make you more confident or any less confident. I think it's still going to come down to our preparation and the way we go out and play this, you know, next week. Nothing, you know, I don't think it changes our mindset at all.
Are you happy to be playing indoors?
You know, I haven't thought about it much. It really doesn't make a whole lot of difference. We've been good. You know, on outside, you know, we've been good indoors. So obviously, you know, the fact that the game is in a cold weather city, and you know, it makes you, you know, I guess, be happy that it is indoors. You don't have to worry about the weather being a factor. It should be, you know, it's always a good day to throw the ball inside.
What about the fact that it's at Peyton's house, if you will? What's the significance of that to you?
Yeah, I think, again, just, you know, we keep focus on the game and none of the outside stories. I thought practice was good today. I thought guys had, you know, good energy, running around, making quick decisions, fast paced, and, you know, I think that's good for the first practice. Knowing, you know, we got, you know, six more practices you know, before we play. I thought it was a good tempo, good pace, and guys were prepared. And you know, we'll continue to get better as the week goes on.
Has this offense in your mind, has the offense peaked yet, would you say?
No, I hope not. I think there's definitely room for improvement in a couple areas. I think hopefully you always want at the last game of the season or at the end of the season you're playing your best football, and you know, that's what we're striving for, and you know, that's with the run, the pass, and you know, our defense, everybody playing well. I think we have improved at the, you know, over these last 4 or 5 weeks, and we got to keep that mentality. We got to keep getting better.
Eli, do you talk to Peyton about stuff with the game when you play a team and you know that he's played the team?
Hit the quarter.
When a quarterback's playing well, a lot of the time the strategy is just hit the quarterback. How much do you expect that to be the Patriots' strategy?
I think that's a strategy of every defense. You know, how do you slow down an offense? Well, you stop the run and get pressure on the quarterback. You know, that's always the objective, you know, it's a matter of can the opposing team do it, and can we do things to get the ball out quickly and protect, and, you know, have a good mix of run and pass and play action where you can keep a defense, you know, off balance and not knowing what to expect.
Hey, Eli, you think about Peyton, what kind of impact can he have on you for a game like this? I mean, obviously you guys brothers and tight, the whole thing. How does that play out in this situation?
Well, he's been very helpful in getting me some tickets to the game, so I think that's you know, one last thing I have to worry about.
Have you talked to him about his future?
I have not. No.
Eli, when you look at the Patriots from the last time you had them in the regular season, how different are they defensively from what you've seen on film?
You know, they're talented on defense. They do a great job getting turnovers, is one thing. So you got to be careful with the football. You know, they can change up their scheme from week to week, so you got to kind of be prepared for a lot of different things, a lot of different looks. Have a great understanding of, you know, what they can do at a certain alignment. You know, their front four is you know, very, very large. They have some large guys right there in the middle. They do a good job getting pressure on the quarterback. Also, a lot of sacks. So, you know, and you know, so they do. Obviously, they have, you know, their offense is high powered, so they do, you know, they can score. They, you know, they get a lead. Their offense gets a lead for them a bunch, which leads to turnovers and different things for the offense. So, you know, you gotta have a great preparation, you know, and go in and just be prepared for all the different. You know, they do a good job disguising things and showing different looks, and we gotta be prepared for it all. Yeah, you know, Kevin's done a great job for us. Just playing, whether he's got to play center, whether he's got to play guard, whether he's got to, you know, sometimes he plays both of them in the same game and you know, for a few plays. So he's been very, very important to this team and you know, giving us just that comfort knowing that, you know, whatever happens amongst the offensive line, if a guy gets banged up a little bit or goes down, that, you know, Kevin can come in and play a number of spots.
Does he have to give that message anymore, or is it so obvious that, you
Yeah, I mean, I think it's still the message is still brought up. You know, I think it's something we've talked about for a long time. It was one of the main focuses at the beginning of the season. I think we've done a good job, obviously finishing the regular season strong. We finished the fourth quarter strong in a number of games, and obviously now we're at the point where it's the last game of the season, and let's finish the season strong.
After the past couple of weeks, you've been the team looking for revenge. Now the kind of sides flip a little bit. Any thoughts on that?
I think at this point it's not so much about revenge. It's just about the opportunity to win a championship. I think that's what Stry has motivated us these last weeks, and whether we're in the playoffs to make it to the playoffs and a chance to be playing your best football at the end of the season.
How different are you going into this Super Bowl than you were 4 years ago besides being old?
I obviously anytime you have 4 more years of experience, you should be a better quarterback and a better player, better understanding of your offense, better control of what's going on. So I think I've made improvements in those 4 years. I've worked hard to try to become a better quarterback and make better decisions and be a better leader. So I think those are some of the things that I've worked on.
Thank you.